This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Over the years, we have had some brilliant birthday adventures, from sitting atop a ruin in Tikal in Guatemala to sitting in a pool right at the very top of the Victoria Falls, swimming in the Galapagos to climbing to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, and so many more far-flung and fun adventures. In 2024, Annie decided that for her birthday, she would like to be somewhere far away and totally remote, so Vietnam became our destination of choice. Arriving in Hanoi and being dropped off at our hotel in the Old Quarter was the start of a myriad of different experiences that we had ahead of us. It turns out that in the Old Quarter, and in fact in most of Hanoi, sidewalks are for three things. They are for motorbikes to park, for shopkeepers to put their wares out, and for restaurants to put their chairs and tables out onto. Clearly not for pedestrians to walk along. Added to that, there are swarms of motorbikes everywhere, and while the cars do take heed of one-way streets, motorbikes go in any direction wherever they want, and traffic lights are just a suggestion. So when you want to cross a street, you just have to cross it. Wherever you are, just walk. Never step backwards, and try your best not to stop, although on the odd occasion, we really had to. Interestingly, white canes did not seem to be recognized as a symbol for blindness, which is quite new to me. However, when people did realize that I was blind, they did help me whenever they could. But thankfully, I lived to tell the tale of crossing many streets. We spent our time wandering around, taking in the sights, and drinking coffee, which is incredibly good in Vietnam. We also enjoyed the dinners of slurping noodle soup called pho, which were delicious. By the time we got used to the mayhem of the motorbikes, it was time to head off on our first adventure. And that was to take a bus 6 hours north to a city called Hajang, where we would be going on the Hajang Loop. This is a loop that goes right up into the very far north, close to the Chinese border. Although most people go on motorbikes, either riding themselves or, as it's called, their easy rider, where there goes a passenger and a local man drives for them. As a blind person, I cannot anticipate the bumps and twists and turns, of which there were many. So instead, we went in an open-topped ex-Russian army jeep, which was brilliant. You can spend as long or as short as you want on the loop, and we chose a fairly long route of 3 nights and 4 days, so we could really get into the scenery and enjoy ourselves being in this remote, far northern part of Vietnam. We covered many mountain passes and through valleys, and the most brilliant and awesome views that we stopped at along the way. Our first night was at a really remote and family-run homestay, where we stayed in small chalet-style rooms with bathrooms en suite, and sitting outside, we watched the light fade into the sunset over the fields and trees in front of us, stretching all the way to the mountains beyond. So beautiful. It was the perfect place to be for Annie's remote, far north, in the middle of nowhere birthday. And the family were lovely. At dinner, they brought out a birthday cake and a birthday hat for Annie to wear so we could all sing happy birthday to her. There were only a few of us staying there that night, which made it even more special. Most of the people traveling on this route are 18 to 25 year old backpackers, with a few of us who are slightly older. But everyone is just having the best time, so it's one of those really happy parts of the world, and I'm so pleased we went on this adventure. As it was November, we were expecting that the rice terraces would all be yellowing because the rice had finished its growing and would have been harvested for the season. To our delight, the season was running longer, so some of the rice terraces were green and others were yellow, and this made the views even more spectacular. We stopped at many viewpoints, all of which had a coffee shop, and to sit there having a coffee, overlooking these incredible views all the way through the valleys, seeing the villages in the far distance, and having Annie describe these magnificent scenes to me was just wonderful. On one of our stops, we stopped at a small market which was on the edge of a mountain pass. And while we were sitting having, of course, another coffee, we were watching the traffic traversing this mountain pass. Each time a vehicle comes to a bend, including our Jeep, they would hoot so that people coming the other way would be aware of them. There was a huge truck negotiating this pass, and every time he pressed his horn, out came this incredible tune. It was hilarious. We all sat there waiting for the next time that he would press his horn. The furthest north we got to was almost at the Chinese border, and Vietnam has a huge flagpole sticking up at this point. You can climb the tower all the way to the top. There is the flagpole with a Vietnamese flag blowing proudly in the wind. We met a group of retired South Vietnam Army generals and other officers, and so of course we had to have photos with them. One of the elderly generals took a fancy to Annie, so he decided he needed a few selfies with her. The flag is to symbolize to China that Vietnam is very much there and very proud of being there. So it was good to be there and to see how proud they are of their country. Our two other homestays were filled with groups of these young motorcyclists, so there was lots of fun and partying. And each night at dinner, they brought out another birthday cake for Annie. So it really was a great trip to have been on. We couldn't have imagined a better start to our trip around Vietnam. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.